said, remember, Brother Andy, he said, you seem so natural in sharing your faith. He said, it just flows out of you. He said, it's like an overflow. And he said, it's not tough for you. And he said, I can see that, you know. He said, was it tough for you to leave the old life behind? He said, because I'm scared, you know. You know what basically what he was saying is it worth it? That's what he asked. Is it worth it? Is all I can do to sit there in my chair? You know what I wanted to do? Yeah, it's worth it. It's been worth every second of the trip, man. I mean, oh yeah. I tell you, I can't miss the times I had to pull over and puke in the ditch. I can't miss all the times I woke up hungover and broke. And oh, by the way, isn't it amazing? You say, oh, my friends that I left behind. Isn't it funny? When you stop drinking, they don't want to hang around you no more. It looks to me like they's only your friends because you's drinking beer with them, maybe. It looks to me like when you said, hey, I'm not doing that anymore, all of a sudden they don't want to be around you anymore. Isn't that funny? Some true friend that is. And he says, man, do you think it's worth it? Yes, it's worth it. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of the wicked any day of the week and twice on Sundays. Yes, it's worth it. And yes, I'm satisfied, if anybody wants to know. Maybe he can hear me in Rocky Ford from here. I mean, hear me in Statesboro from here. I tell you something, man, I wanted to say that to him, but I kept it quiet. There was people eating in the bar behind us. Miss Darlene, I wanted to grab that boy and say, man, I've been where you're at. I've struggled to wonder if the grace of God was for me. I've struggled to wonder if God loved me. I've struggled and wondered if God would still take me. I've been right where you're at. And boy, I'm going to tell you, it's worth every mile. It's worth every second. It's worth every bump. It's worth every bit of chastening. Man, there ain't nothing better. They go, oh, but it's hard. So? Yeah, might be. Tommy sure has been worth it. I wouldn't trade it for nothing. The psalmist said, I'm satisfied. That's a pretty good epitaph. I like to be laid out and say, he's cool. He's happy. He's satisfied. And here's your next one. Go to Jeremiah chapter 8. Jeremiah chapter 8. It is hot in here. Great day in the morning, man. Jeez. Jeremiah chapter 8. I'm not even preaching hard today either. I'm just kind of, it's kind of one of them serious subjects. Just think if I was preaching, Miss Myrene, it'd be really hot in here. Jeremiah chapter 8. Sometimes it's good to just kick back and learn something out of the Bible, if you know what I mean. Jeremiah chapter 8. I want you to look in verse 20.